This is Paul Levy from Fringe Review here at Fringe Review's headquarters at Pavilion Gardens Cafe with the sun finally out. James White's joining us in his role of producer of a play that's happening at the old courtroom in the Fringe. James, it's not the first time this play's been on, is it?
No.
And what's it called?
It's called This Boy Tom, yeah. And it's a musical about children and for young people. It first premiered last year at the Brighton Fringe, and it did so well and we got such positive feedback that we decided to re-rehearse it, look back over the script and polish it up for six performances at the courtroom.
Yeah, and who's we?
Oh, Natalie Sexton wrote and directed it.
Now, people in Brighton will know that that process of writing in Brighton does tend to lend yourself to being surprised by how good something is. You know, we scratch work here quite a lot. We bring things in early stages of development and then we rewrite them. And so what's changed from the first version of this to the one that's coming to Brighton Fringe now?
Some elements of the story may have been dropped or focused on. Natalie has a really good vision and eye about where she'd like the story to go, and keeping those morals that are in the story, as well as making it fun and entertaining. The cast has grown a little bit as well, so we have 12 children now, as opposed to 9 from last year.
And also, it's a very good sign, you know, as artists, to come off stage. I've been talking recently about how a lot of football managers do this live on TV when they're kind of video boxed after the game. You know, they can win 2-0 and still say, you know, well, I'm not happy with that. You know, we need to change this and we need to improve that. It's not only when they lose games that they debrief. So you guys did really well and were pleased how well it went, but it still led to further development.
Yeah, I think starting a play and from the initial idea, I think I've always wanted to see a play or a musical from inception through to being performed, through to being performed again and developed, and hopefully this isn't the last time that it'll be done and it can go to that hallowed ground that is London, maybe.
and also the show is billed as something that's kind of got heart to it, so I'm quite interested in that.
Oh, quite interested in the heart. Yes, I think with heart.
So much is just dark and cynical at the Fringe,
yes,
isn't it?
So there's
a story here that's going to, you know, somehow life-affirm, I guess.
Yes, it's been billed as life-affirming, or the review said life-affirming last year. And I guess that's because it's a story being told through children's mouths. It's a story that all the actors that are working on it can connect with, because they are all at secondary school. They have all seen these situations play out in the garden, in the break time or the classroom. So I think it's pertinent to them.
So, interestingly, for Fringe Review, the award winner of Fringe Review's Outstanding Theatre Award last year was Windmill Young Actors. And your own work, in terms of shows that you've done, have remarkably brought the best out of young people who may well be in drama schools learning stuff or whatever, but to the level where you watch this and don't think, oh, well, you know, let's pretend the kids were nice as part of this. They're actually fundamentally part of it, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And over the years, as you just mentioned, I find it really, really satisfying to have a small chorus of children that may or may not have done, it may be their first show, or they might be seasoned young professionals, but I find it so rewarding. And I think children's theatre works so well when children are performing it to children. I think there's almost I don't know. I imagine it's a bit more accessible, and certainly we've had reviews from children as young as 10 talking about that, talking about how great it is to see their contemporaries up on stage performing.
The Old Courtroom is a unique theatre space. It's got a really, really steep rake. Yeah, it's used for lectures too, and then quite a small space for theatre. So what opportunities, challenges has that created for you this year?
Opportunities, our show is set in a school, and I find that whole that whole style of lecture theatre with a projection screen and, you know, even to the blue covers of the chairs, I think it works well.
So this is almost site specific.
Yes, exactly. I really like to try and steer clear of black boxes and things, and love to have an interesting backdrop. Challenges, yes, it's a small space and we have 12 children doing the most amazing choreography and acrobatics. However, it's got the most amazing acoustic as well. So these are 12 unplugged children singing some beautiful songs, upbeat songs.
There is a danger that a venue like that could be a bit overwhelming for the children. So how do you put them at their ease?
The actors, they will obviously have some time in the space, but we've been working on this for a long time, and I think they'll... time really. The initial first getting into the space, and that's not just for children, that's for adult actors. They go, oh, that's what you meant, you know, oh, it's like this. And once they've got their head round it, it's all good.
And having been a bit of a fan of the Old Courtroom for the fact that this is a venue without just a bar as the default to have booze, but you can also get homemade flapjacks and cookies, and that's part of the experience too. So James, thanks for talking to us.